Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
How's this for an unbelievably low act? Scumbags have been shooting wallabies with arrows on the New South Wales mid-north coast and then leaving them to suffer and die. The RSPCA received reports a wallaby had been shot with an arrow last week, and the Animal Welfare Organisation was alerted about a redneck wallaby, which is a protected species, that had been shot in the chest near Kempsey. A passerby who saw the injured wallaby raised the alarm. The RSPCA was unable to capture or find it, and the wallaby is believed to be still roaming around the area with this excruciating injury. The lowlife or lowlifes behind these attacks didn't stop there, because this week the RSPCA received another call about a different redneck wallaby that had again been shot with an arrow, also in the Kempsey area. The RSPCA managed to find the second wallaby, took it to a nearby veterinary clinic, but the wallaby had to be put to sleep because the vet believed it was so severe, the injury, it would be cruel to leave the animal alive. The RSPCA says the arrows that these sickos are using are target arrows, not professional hunting equipment, and the target arrows have blunted tips, which lead to slow and painful deaths for animals. What gutless, sick scumbags. Anyone with information about who's behind this is being urged to contact police.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.